We're here to lift him up. We're here to exalt him. And God has done the same. Verse 9. Wherefore, God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Highly exalted, that'll be our title. Let's pray. Lord, how we love you. We thank you for the privilege of assembling here around the name of our highly exalted Savior and around this precious book. And I pray, Lord, you would now use the Word of God in our hearts, Lord, to just draw us closer to you, to remind us that we're here for you and to bring you glory. And Lord, may that be the theme of our life, to highly exalt our Savior. So have your will in our hearts. We love you so much and pray in Christ's name. Amen. God hath highly exalted him. Amen. Unto the Son, he saith, Hebrews 1:8, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Jesus Christ is the Lord. If you look at Revelation 17:14, he is not only the Lord, he is the Lord of lords. Revelation chapter 17, look down at verse 14. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he, talking about the Lamb, is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. I hope you can say this morning, I am with him. The King of kings, the Lord of lords, Jesus Christ, I am with him. Look at John chapter 21, verse 25. Right at the end of the Gospel of John, John made this amazing statement about our highly exalted Lord. John 21, verse 25. He said, and there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, everyone, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. We have exactly what God wants us to have, but if God had written everything down, the world itself could not contain the books. That is the highly exalted Jesus Christ. Look at Psalm 34, verse 3. David understood this even in the Old Testament, that we are here to exalt, which means to lift up, the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 34 and verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his holy name together. We're to exalt him. Look at Psalm 107, verse 32. 107, verse 32. The Bible says, let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. If you were just standing and singing praise unto the Lord from your heart, you just did that. You exalted the Lord Jesus Christ in the congregation. The Bible says, God hath highly exalted him in Philippians 2:9 and given him a name which is above every name. A name above every name. The name Jesus means Savior. It means Jehovah is salvation. It occurs almost 1,000 times in the New Testament. The name Jesus. The world has turned it into a swear word. But it is the name above every name. And when we get to heaven, we are going to praise that name. The name Jesus Christ. The Bible says there's not salvation in any other name. Amen? Acts chapter 4. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. If you look at Acts chapter 9, verse 29, when the Apostle Paul preached, and when he preached boldly, praise God, look whose name he preached in. Acts chapter 9 and verse 29. And he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. We're here to speak boldly in the name of Jesus Christ. The name above every name. Look at Acts 15, verse 26. These early Christians, many of them, were martyred for their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't care. Acts 15, look at verse 26. Men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. They hazarded their lives for His name. They preached boldly in His name. Look at Acts 21 and verse 13. This is the name that is above every name. The name that is to be highly exalted. Acts 21, look at verse 13. Then Paul answered, "What mean ye to weep and to break mine heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." Amen. You think the name was important to the disciples there in Acts 8? Absolutely. Paul said, "I'm ready to die for this name. This is a name above every name." You know, the Bible says to consider Him. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 12. We need to spend more time considering Jesus and realizing how blessed we are to be His children, to have received salvation through Him. This name above every name. You know, as you go through the Scriptures, and we did a study on this a few years ago, the Bible's about Jesus. It's about a king and a kingdom, but the king is Jesus. And I'll just quickly read some of these names that we looked at. Son of God, the Holy One, the High Priest, the Stone, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, Emmanuel, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Messiah, Son of David, Son of Abraham, the Master, the Son of Man, the Savior, the Word of God, the Lamb of God, the Only Begotten Son, the Bread of Life, the Light of the World, the I Am, the Door, the Good Shepherd, the Resurrection, the Way, the Truth, and the Life, the True Vine, the Prince, the Just One, the Deliverer, the Passover, the Rock, the Cornerstone, the Head of the Church, the Captain of our Salvation, the Author and Finisher of our Faith, the Chief Shepherd, Eternal Life, the Advocate, the First Begotten of the Dead, the Alpha and Omega, the Almighty, the First and the Last, the Amen, the Faithful and True Witness, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, the Faithful and True Witness, the Beginning and the End, and the Bright and Morning Star. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. Amen. We are here to exalt His name. The Bible says God hath highly exalted Him here in Philippians chapter 2. And given Him a name above every name. And when we get to heaven, we are going to fall down and worship Him. Look at Revelation 5 and I'll show you this. And then we'll carry on in the passage. Revelation 5 verse 12. And if your life is bringing glory to the name, praise God, that's why you're here. Revelation 5:12, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto Him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever." Amen. The name of Jesus, the name above every name. Look back in our passage, Philippians 2, verse 10, where it says, "Every knee should bow." Now, if you're born again Christian, the Bible says He's precious to us. Amen. In 1 Peter 2, 7. But the Bible says there will come a day when every knee should bow. If you're born again Christian, I hope you bow your knee every morning in prayer. But there will come a day when every knee will bow. Much better to bow here than bow at the white throne judgment. But notice it says things in heaven. We just read about that. If you look at Revelation 7:11, we'll even see the angels bowing. Revelation chapter 7, verse 11. It says, "And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshipped God." The angels bow. We will bow in heaven. It says, "And things in earth and things under the earth." Of course, people may not be bowing now, but they will. And when they do, it'll be too late. Because what's the attitude of the world? I'm not going to bow my knee. I'm not going to submit to the authority of Jesus Christ. Look at Luke 19:14. This is nothing new. When Jesus was brought before these mock trials, this is what the Jews said. This is a parable that Jesus told, but he's telling it about himself. In Luke 19:14, his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, "We will not have this man to reign over us." That's the attitude of the world today, isn't it? We're not going to bow the knee to Jesus Christ. We're going to say he doesn't exist. We're going to say he's not important. We're going to say we don't need his salvation, but every knee will bow. Here or there, look at Revelation 20 and we'll see them, those from the earth, those from under the earth, talking about those in hell. Revelation chapter 20, down to verse 11. "And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to his works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death." Now's the time to submit, amen, to the Lord Jesus Christ as the highly exalted one, as the King of Kings, as the Lord of Lords, as the only Savior. Because those in the earth and those under the earth, when they bow, it will be too late. But the Bible says also, look at Philippians 2, verse 11, every tongue should confess, what? That Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, the day you got saved, you would have confessed this. Because the Bible says that if thou shalt confess, right, Romans 10:9, thy mouth the Lord Jesus, you would have confessed when you got saved that Jesus is the Lord. He is God in the flesh. He died and rose again for us, died for our sins, became our Savior. You confessed him as Lord that day. But is that what God wants, is that we just confess him to get saved? Or does he want us to confess him as Lord every day? We all know the answer to that question, don't we? Look what Jesus said in Luke 6:46 about confessing him as the Lord. Luke chapter 6 and verse 46. He says, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" So yeah, we confessed him as Lord the day we got saved, but God wants us to confess him as Lord every day. How do we do that? By obeying. Amen. "If you love me, keep my commandments," Jesus said in John 14:15. We confess him as Lord by obeying him as Lord. He's the master. We're the servants. And God wants us to every day, "Jesus, you're the Lord. Help me to obey you. Help me to obey you as my master, as my Lord. Help me to obey your word today and every day." And to confess him as Lord. And all of this, look at Philippians 2:11, brings glory to God the Father. You know, we often talk about that verse, 1 Corinthians 10:31. I think we even sing it, "Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the what? Glory of God." Amen. God just said, what brings him glory? When we confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, it's to the glory of God the Father. Which is why obedience becomes so important. If we're living in disobedience, what are we saying with our behavior? "He's not my Lord. I'm my own Lord. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to do what I want to do." That's not confessing him as Lord. Our life should be a reflection of Jesus Christ is my master now. I'm his servant. I'm his slave. I'm here to obey him. I'm here to follow him. This is how we bring glory to God the Father. By what? Exalting God the Son. Like I said, when we sing, who do we sing about the most? We sing about God the Son, don't we? Because we're here to exalt him. Not only in the worship like we've just done, not only in praising him like we just talked about in Sunday school. How often do we praise the Lord? All day, every day, as long as we have breath. But also in our behavior, our obedience. Jesus said, don't call me Lord if you're not going to obey me. He said, that really doesn't make any sense, does it? To say, this is my Lord, but I'm not going to obey what he tells me to do. And that brings glory, as it says here, to God the Father. When we exalt, when we lift up Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are here to exalt him. God highly exalted him. We're told to exalt him. He has a name above every name. Hallelujah. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I hope that that is a reflection of our own lives. That not only are we praising him constantly, but we are obeying him and thereby confessing through our lives, Jesus Christ is my Lord. And I want to exalt him in all that I do. You know, we're going to do it in heaven forever and ever and ever. Let's exalt him down here. Every opportunity we have. When the devil comes along and says, let's disobey. Say, no, I want to obey Jesus. He's my Lord. He's my master. I want to lift him up. Because when we disobey, what do? We pull him down, just like Israel. God said, I want you to be a testimony of what happens when a nation decides that I am their Lord and they obey my commands. I want them to be the testimony to the surrounding nations. And instead, they disobeyed. And then God had to punish them. So what does God want from us? Exalt Jesus. Highly exalt Jesus every day, all day, through your worship, through your praise, and through your life. Highly exalt him. Let's pray. Dear Lord, how we love you and we thank you for Jesus, that he loved us enough to go through what he went through on our behalf. Thank you. And Lord, that he indwells us, that he guides us, protects us, promised to never leave us nor forsake us, promised us a home in heaven. Lord, we could go on all day. May our lives, may our tongue highly exalt our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is worthy of all. And I pray we would learn that this is our life goal, is to lift up Jesus and to obey Jesus. Thank you so much for speaking to our hearts. Lord, if there's someone in our service that's not sure that they're born again by the blood of Jesus Christ, I pray you would speak to that heart. And Lord, that they would realize that there is no other way. There is no other name. That they must trust Jesus Christ if they have any hope of seeing heaven. And I pray they would do that today. Those of us that are your children, may we take this responsibility to heart and live for you. How we love you and pray in Jesus' name.